A bill ordering the state to divest its investments in companies doing business in Sudan while widespread genocide continues in the Darfur region of that country will be back before the legislature next year, and this time with national support from Sarah Palin. She commented on it during last night's vice presidential debate, saying the U.S. and Alaska are in a position to help stop the death there.
When I and others in the legislature found out that we had some millions of dollars in Sudan, we called for divestment through legislation of those dollars to make sure we weren't doing anything that would be seen as condoning the activities there in Darfur. That legislation hasn't passed yet, but it needs to, because all of us as individuals and as humanitarians and as elected officials should do all that we can to end those atrocities in that region of the world.
Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra was one of the sponsors of the divestiture bill during this year's session. He says Governor Palin was a late supporter of the bill, although contrary to the comments during the debate, she did not support it from the beginning. He says when the bill first appeared, she supported the Republican majority's view of opposing it. He says it was effectively killed in the legislature at a hearing February 9th when the Department of Revenue and the Permanent Fund both came out against it.
Later in the session, you know, we kept pushing the governor's office, ran into the governor. At some point, she and I had a cordial conversation, and she came around, I think, probably a month later, maybe in late March. The governor, they changed their position, but by that time, the bill was dead. There was one token hearing of the Senate version of the bill at the end of the session when there was not enough time for the bill to pass.
The House State Affairs Committee is chaired by Bob Lynn, the prime sponsor of the bill. At that single meeting, then-Deputy Revenue Commissioner Brian Andrews said divestiture would cost the state about $3 million in lost revenue from its investments in retirement accounts alone. He said while the public and state employees would like to help the people of Sudan, experts believe divestiture would not likely have a great impact in the region. And Mike Burns, executive director of the Permanent Fund, said he respected the motivation of the bill sponsors, adding that if the legislature orders it, the fund will divest itself from the region. But he reminded members the fund has historically been invested only for the benefit of Alaskans.
Placing a social investment directive on the fund would be a significant change to our core mission. We believe that the prudent course of action is to make investment decisions on strictly economic grounds, and we do not believe that investment decisions made for social or political reasons are in the best interests of the Permanent Fund.
Guerra says there's no doubt the bill will be back next year.